USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 11 million cases of coronavirus have been reported in the United States, with the most recent million coming in less than a week. That's according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. We do have positive news regarding a coronavirus vaccine.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wall Street beginning the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 470 points. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The Trump campaign is urging a judge to preserve a bid to block Pennsylvania from certifying Joe Biden as the winner, claiming there's evidence that voters in Democrat-leaning counties were improperly allowed to fix errors on their ballots. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is leading President Trump's legal challenge.
You want to get down to the votes? Let's just pick Pennsylvania. We have identified 632,000 illegal votes. 632,000. It's enough to have the president win the state by 300,000, which is actually what he wanted by.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, a hearing is set for tomorrow regarding that lawsuit. After a standoff with global regulators, management turmoil, and a massive safety review, Boeing is set to win U.S. approval on Wednesday to resume flights of its grounded 737 MAX. The planes have been grounded since March of 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time in 7 weeks, average gasoline prices rose 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.11. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clements has more on the story.
That price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon.
Joe Biden's cancer charity spent more than $3 million on salaries and zero on cancer research and grants during a two-year period. That's according to tax filings reviewed by the New York Post. Documents also show the Biden Cancer Initiative, founded by Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill, after Joe's oldest son Beau died in 2015 from brain cancer, spent nearly $1 million on travel and expenses during that time. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.